gentleman whose band with Laurie Lewis has really dominated bluegrass airwaves and always give a great performance wherever they wind up. His name is Tom Rosum.
Yeah, Tom.
Thank you.
Well, you know, normally I feel pretty good about my mandolin playing, but it's all levels, I guess. I guess one of my fantasies is maybe a meteor might come down here and what I try to do, I'm certainly not a flashy mandolin player. What I like to do is do what's needed in the band. Right now I'm playing with Laurie Lewis and we're just mostly playing as a three-piece. We have Todd Phillips on bass and a lot of times it's just guitar, mandolin, and bass, or sometimes it's just fiddle, mandolin, and bass. And so I try to just fill up the sound as much as I can. In other words, if I was playing with a five-piece bluegrass band, I'd probably be doing more of the chopping rhythm that you would normally expect, because the guitar fills up all the other rhythms. So what I've tried to do is, on a lot of stuff, is try to give it more of explore maybe dulcimer type things. And what I mean by that is leaving a lot of open strings. I guess maybe I should demonstrate it with a song that Laurie sings. This is an old Irish tune. I'm not gonna do anything fancy here, it's just play the melody and then maybe show what kind of chords I'm playing. A normal D chord. If I'm playing the key D, I have these A and E strings ringing all the time. And that's right there, it gives a little different chord than you would expect. In other words, an E note is not in the key of D, but it gives it a kind of a 9 sound. To explain what I'm doing if if there's not a band that I'm playing with. I just realized. Anyway, I think I'm gonna pass it on to Tony here.
Where does that leave you?